Well, 3 long days since a huge underwater volcanic eruption sent tsunami waves smashing into Tonga and ash raining down on the archipelago and beyond, we're starting to get a bit more of a picture of the resulting devastation. Both Australia and New Zealand have conducted surveillance flights with images showing villages washed away and the land and sea turned brown-grey with the ash. Australian Defence Force planes and ships are being prepared to deliver humanitarian supplies. The most important is bottled water, because there are fears that acid rain could hit the rainwater-dependent island. There are 2 confirmed deaths so far, including British national Angela Fowler, whose body was found today. Her brother spoke in England on behalf of the family.
Angela has always had a deep love of dogs and so started an animal welfare charity called TAWS, the Tonga Animal Welfare Society. Its aim was to provide shelter and rehabilitation to stray dogs before trying to find homes for them. I understand that this terrible accident came about as they tried to rescue their dogs.
Well, communication with Tonga remains stymied. The internet and communications connection to the island could remain cut for at least another fortnight, it's thought. New Zealand's High Commissioner to Tonga, Peter Lund, has been speaking with New Zealand media from the capital, Nuku'alofa.
There's a huge clean-up operation underway. The town has been blanketed in the thick film of volcanic dust. But look, they're making progress. The roads have been cleared. Buildings are being cleaned up. It appears there was a lot of very serious damage on the west coast of Tongatapu, the western coast, the beaches there. There's still a lot of information to come. But look, here on Tongatapu, it's very sad that some fatalities have been reported. But most people are reported to be safe and sound.
Well, Tongan-born New Zealand MP Anahila Kanangata Suisuiki is one of the many expats trying to make contact with her family. She's also heading the Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee. We spoke a short time ago.
Well, I'm just taking from the word of our Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. At the time when she reported there were no official deaths, I'm taking that as comfort because I've not heard or spoken with my family at all.
And where are they exactly?
So I am from a village called Hōwhoa, and it's a half an hour walk from the palace, or a 5-minute drive from the palace in Tonga. It's just at the edge of the capital.
Are they likely to have been relatively safe there? Do you have any way of knowing?
Yes, they had warning to start going to higher grounds. So I am confident that they did take the warning and they did move to higher ground. I have one sister who's got 11 kids in Tonga, but she is stuck in Houston, Texas, because of COVID.
Gosh, you're worried, your sister's worried. I mean, it must be just a dreadful time for you.
Yeah, it's quite a worrying time, but I don't think many Tongans slept Saturday night, early hours of Sunday morning. Mm. But since the days have gone by and we've not heard any official reports of loss of lives, my family and all the Tongans here find that comfort of hearing there are no reported deaths.
One of the big issues has been the lack of international communications because the undersea cable has been cut by this event. It sounds like it could be weeks till it's repaired. What do you want to see in terms of improving the communication situation and generally the readiness to deal with disasters in a country like Tonga?
Yeah, in the community meeting that I was at, the conversation was around communication. What people are saying, instead of perhaps leave it to government to send the water, maybe we should look at purchasing satellite phones for people to be able to talk to their families. So, yeah, that has been a big focus of our conversations, but we are getting news through the satellite phones that are owned by people that own them. What they are doing is they're joining community and they're providing reports and giving us an update of what's happening in their part of Tonga.
Australia and New Zealand are rallying to get supplies to Tonga. What's going to be the most urgent need, do you think?
I would say that the most urgent need is water, finding a longer solution for water. and also food. So, yeah, first and foremost, and then we've got COVID as well.
Anna Hiller, thank you so much for speaking with us today, and the very best of luck. We wish you well to you and your family.
Thank you, Linda.
Tongan-born New Zealand MP Anna Hiller Kanangata Suisuiki.